Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Thackeray Bradshaw.
And I am Jared Freed.
And we have a lot to talk about that has happened in Bachelor Nation this week. But first, make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter called The Bachelor Breakdown at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. It's giving you all the tea, all the gossip that's happening throughout the week in Bachelor Nation. But we have to talk about Katie and John slash Blake, and then also Tayshia and Zach breaking up. Were you guys shocked?
I'm never shocked when it comes to a bachelor or bachelorette breaking up within, you know, a year or two of the season. Like, I mean, they never even, like, imagine dating someone and you don't even know how they like act with their phone.
Yeah.
Like you commit to an engagement before, like everyone on a first date sits there with their phone in their pocket and never looks at it. And it's like, that's not you. You know, like you are, you know, when you, it's like all our phones are our children. And before you meet the children, you really don't know what type of father or mother we are. And
oh my God, this is so good. Yes.
It's true. And it's like The Bachelor, the whole season is no phones. I like, and it's why this show is kind of Cinderella, and it's why kind of like the show Love is Blind was a little bit more closer to real life. Like we went home with the people. I think it would be cool if they chose two at the end of The Bachelor or Bachelorette, and then we got to watch them for like 2 months, you know, deal with like having their phones integrated. But I mean, so as far as surprise, Chris, why were you surprised? And like, what was the reason?
I was surprised with the timing. Like,
yeah, the timing.
Just ran a marathon and then was in the hospital. So,
well, I would assume they were broken up before marathon, got the, you know, did the marathon photos, and then they were like, okay, now's the time, I guess. Is that what it is?
I don't know. It's a weird thing to be like, babe, we've got to make it to the marathon.
I mean, they're
to do it for the marathon.
Well, do you, I mean, we have to, I mean, Tayshia does seem like she, you know, is kind of playing that world. Like, I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
Zach feels like he's going to disappear into the New Jersey suburbs forever. And then Tayshia's going to be People Magazine, People Red Carpet. You know, there's a reason she's splitting this hosting job with Caitlin. It's in the world of agents and publicists, and they didn't just think of her for the job. Like I can't romanticize everything about this show.
I agree, and I think that could be part of it, because I mean, if for a while we didn't see anything with Tayshia and Zach, and people are like, all these rumors are going around, like, did Tayshia and Zach break up, blah blah blah. It's because I think they're just really different people, and he doesn't want to be in the spotlight, and he doesn't want to do all that stuff, and she's like, well, I do, so we can just keep this separate. And I don't think it worked out.
I don't, do you guys follow Zach on Instagram? Does he do a lot of sponsored, like, none of us, right? But
yeah,
that's the thing, like, I that is a very telling thing. Like, if we want to compare breakups, like, you look at Katie and Blake, and they go straight into, like, you got to check out Fit Tea. You know, like, they go into their promotion mode, like, immediately. Yeah. Zach didn't really have that.
No. I don't know why Zach was even on the show. Like, I'm like, how did you get here?
It was,
like,
all weird for me as well. Zach was such a strange choice.
But he's also, that has to be why he won. Like, that's why he's so interesting. You know, like,
yeah, maybe
it's got to be a part, like, him not, he doesn't, you're right, he doesn't seem like the normal. I mean, he even looks older than, he looked like Nick Viall under the old filter. You know?
Yes. He looks older. He just, like, doesn't seem like this is his scene. And I think that ultimately could have been their downfall.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is exactly why. And the relationship will never work because Tasia's also not like a Dolly Parton that will be fine with doing every event by herself for the rest of her life.
Well, that's the thing. You do notice that the couples that make it, they are a business partnership as well. Like JoJo and Jordan are literally like in a three-legged race towards TV shows. You know, they're like tied at the hip. Like,
yeah.
Look at Caitlin and whatever, Jason. You know, they are a team, like a TV team. So if one's out, I would feel like you're dragging them along, I would assume. Like if I'm Tayshia, I wouldn't want that either.
I do feel like Jason's a little bit of like a prop for Caitlin.
Oh yeah, totally. I agree.
We're not talking equal partnership here in the social media realm, but
you have to agree to being the prop.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
And Zach would have been the prop.
Yeah, totally.
And Zach is not going to agree to being a prop, obviously. No. Speaking of props, Katie is in a new relationship.
Speaking what of props.
What do we think of Katie? Kind of the road towards her new relationship with Guy who was eliminated night one.
Road. It was barely a road. She hopped right off the exit and the destination was there.
I think it's only been like a month.
It has. That's crazy fast to like put an engagement video.
The video is crazy. I mean, and for those not listening that don't know, she put up a video that. It's all, here's my issue. And
hers was
again,
that she put it in her story, but of course I screen recorded it. The video is on Bachelor feed where it will live forever if you want to go watch.
So I if we want to go over Katie's breakup, and I have to start this with like, I've met Katie in person and I like her in person. I think the social media, it doesn't really match the chillness of the person I met is really what I would say. And I think I'm being nice. I'm giving as much, you know, I do like her and all of our interactions have been nice, but then she breaks up with Blake and then she goes into this 12 days of messy, which is her taking Taylor Swift songs and then cryptically showing us the guys that match the songs. Am I right, Kate?
Literally
what Jared, just what you said will get enough. Like any Swifties, the Swifties are out of control that like us having this conversation, they'll be like, how dare you go against Taylor Swift?
I'm not going against, am I going
no,
against
I
Taylor?
Know.
I'm just explaining what Katie did.
I know what you're doing. I'm saying they're still going to come. Like people were coming for me for not posting about the Taylor album, but posting about Adele. Like the Taylor Swift fans are out of control.
Why would I talk shit about my good friend and Tonight Show castmate, Taylor Swift, co-star?
So
Jared's at Taylor Swift for Thanksgiving.
Hey, everybody.
The 12 days of messy. So y'all are insane.
We got to explain it.
The next album is going to be about Jared
and how in love we are. So,
I brought up the 12 days of messy. I brought it all up and I have all the days like a Bachelor in Quarantine. They posted a list of all the days who they had. It was like Blake, we're never getting back together. Taylor's version, obviously. And then it was like Andrew, run, Taylor's version. And then we had like, let's see who else. Oh, Mikey, Holy Ground, like all of these songs. And it ended with Begin Again for John. And it's very much like a love. Yeah. So, I mean,
if my friend was doing this, I'd be like, girl,
this is a lot. This is a lot. So there was a 12-day curated plan. This is the thing that's frustrating. And this is, I think we all agree, right? Like you do a 12-day run up to your new boyfriend in a branded way that, and then anytime someone's like, what is this? And what does this say? Anytime someone questions it, there's a somewhat of a vague attack back at the people who would ever question this vague thing that she doesn't explain. So like, it's not like she said in 12 days, I'll announce my next boyfriend. Like, I actually think that is more clear, you know, to call it 12 days a messy, you go, well, it's kind of a weird way to like attack Blake, which I would feel bad for. Like, any amount of vague towards an ex is taken negatively. Like, I kind of feel for Blake, and I don't even know Blake. And Blake, I've had nice interactions with too. So I this isn't me taking sides. I'm just like, this whole thing feels very high school, and we're the losers that are watching the cool kids at the bachelor cool table, which, yeah, tastes a little icky to me.
And Blake was like the quarterback, and John is the lead in all of the musicals.
Totally.
Like, she did a real big 180 here.
She the kind one that she never noticed, and finally she noticed, even though she liked him the whole time. And it's like,
he's gonna cheat on her too, and then she's gonna be like, I thought he was one of the nice guys.
I mean, we're all the star in our movie, but we don't want anyone to say that they're the star in our movie. And that's kind of why it's a little bit like annoying.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people are like, I mean, me as well, even a little bit, like, it came really fast, but they have been friends. Like, if you've, like, I follow John, like, I've met John, hung out with John and Katie multiple times together, but they have been friends.
Yeah, Kay, I'm with you. The speed, like, this is something Bachelor Nation that I will never agree with. Like, Bachelor Nation feeling it like it was too fast for them. We have no concept. We are not living on the same timeline as them. Like, their timeline is totally different. The show tapes way before. They have a relationship way before we even know about it. Like, this friendship existed. We have no idea how long. So, like, the timing, you know, every woman I've ever broken up with, they love referencing the time. How could you do this on a Wednesday, 3 weeks after my birthday, in between Honda days at our local dealership? How could you do this? And it's like, the Bachelor Nation reflects a lot of my ex's responses to breakups. So I've seen this song and dance before.
Also, the video includes him. Is he a bartender?
Yeah, he's a bartender.
I'm like, she's visiting him at his bar and taking, it is very like.
And I think that that's also part of it, why it's sort of like a skewed timeline, because, you know, Katie goes places and immediately is like seen everywhere. So if she's seen hanging out with this guy, you know, John, people are going to talk about it. So it's either they're like, okay, we either have to like get on this fucking relationship thing or not.
Yeah,
because we can't be like running around being seen together, because people are already talking about it in the first place. Like, John was getting messages, like he'd post like a ask me anything or like whatever, and all the questions were about Katie.
If you're out on the street hanging out with Katie and then you post a ask me anything, you know exactly what you're posting ask me anything for.
Yeah.
I thought, Chris, your vibe with it is exactly where I am, where it's like the idea if this was a friend, like let's consider Katie a friend, because she is a friend of the show in some respects, or was in the fan group.
Some ways we started this.
We're the reason I would say is the reason she's on this show right now. We've created this quote unquote monster. The social media monster. So, but the vibe is like, if like as a friend, we'd be like, what's going on? I don't know. Like if someone else asked us, I don't know what she's doing.
Is he why she moved to San Diego? Ooh.
I mean, that was one of the things that I read in one of the like 15 articles that I was searching through yesterday, but.
He couldn't get a bartending job where she lives.
Right. Well, she lived in Seattle, and it's like, well,
I guess she wanted to move to San Diego, because I'm like, she had to move for.
I don't think she moved for him. I think she moved
to be closer to the high school.
Yeah, to everybody else, to headquarters.
Bachelor High.
Bachelor, literally Bachelor High, Bachelor headquarters, like the hub. I think so. And I don't think Blake was wanting to do that.
Because, like, but I guess also she didn't have a job in Seattle. So it's not like he should move for her job either.
Listen, I would assume it's like, I got some savings. The show's over. I can get to LA pretty quickly for any appearance that I might be get asked to do. I'll go to San Diego. There's a lot of new friends there. And then one of your new friends, you're like, hey, he's pretty cute. I always thought he was cute. Let's see what happens. I'm broken up now. I think it's more normal than anyone. I don't think it's a scandalous thing.
No, I don't think it's
scandalous. I think just her, the way that they're presenting their relationship as though they're a class couple is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a little chaotic.
It's like
but...
a bid for prom queen.
I totally agree. It's a look, as the kids say.
Blake's mom was getting in on all the stuff too, and liking comments from like fans and whatnot on like their different pages, which is
That's where I'm on Katie's side. That stinks. And Blake's mom should back away and enjoy the moment they had and just go.
I agree. That's crazy.
If I was Katie, I'd block his mom.
Oh yeah,
I would too. Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
All right, we should probably hop into this week's high school, this class, if you will.
If you will. All right, so first, Michelle's student planned all this week's dates, which is why there's presumably no weird food date.
Next, Martin gets a one-way ticket back to the bleaching salon in Miami.
And finally, Brandon surprises literally everybody.
He did. Oh, my gosh.
He really did. I was really...
Wow.
Surprise. All right, Kay, what did you name this episode?
All right, so I named this episode, there's like a song on TikTok, but it's also like a normal song too. But I was like, this is what I want to name it. And it's ABCDEFU Martin. He was so gross and slimy this episode.
Also, remind me when we get to Martin to pull up his Insta post.
Oh my God.
I named it, Why Do I Love All These Men? Because this is I really do like all of the people that are left. And usually, I know that
usually we don't.
This whole season has gotten a lot of not hate, but I feel like not a lot of people are watching it. And everyone's like, it's so boring compared to the other seasons. But I really like this season. I think it's not just a boring season.
But I think it's, we just have fatigue. This is the fourth season of some Bachelor franchise show this year, and I think without any breaks, and I think we're all just like fucking tired.
We need a month off. Yeah, I've enjoyed every episode. Like I blame the 2-hour Bachelor in Paradise episodes that they did back to back nights. I blame those for ruining this season. Like I think all the guys are great. There's good characters. It's been fun. And I do love the men too. I think you're right, Chris. I have to say.
Yeah.
I gave the episode name Child's Play just because it was all the dates were planned supposedly by the fifth grade.
Clever.
Yeah.
I need to know if those are her actual students.
I think they are because they're the same students from
the first
episode. I think they are her students.
Are they the ones? Who were like speaking on the, when they went on the date. Wow. They are actors, paid actors.
I don't know.
There's two different versions. They had the kids that they showed on the first episode, and then they had the child actors that did the science thing where
in
the musical chairs. These are her students.
Yes, some of these students from when they showed her like in her classroom in the first episode.
Got it.
How do you think she chooses? Like, is it who will sign the release? Is it her favorite student? Is there a kid at home who's like life has been ruined, thinking they'd be chosen and they didn't get chosen?
100%. I would be that kid in class.
Same.
When I was a kid, I would always be like, "I'm the teacher's favorite," and then something would happen where it's like the teacher needs to pick 20 of the top 20 kids in the class of 27, and I'd be sitting there like, "Wait, oh shoot,
wait a minute."
reality sets in.
I think that these kids are probably the most personable, I would guess.
Okay.
Maybe because they were all really smart, I think, and very like not nervous. I thought all the kids were the best part.
The kids were great.
The one kid that was like, Clayton kept bringing up Clayton's big muscles carrying groceries. I was like, I was that kid too.
Yeah, that kid had a very simplified view on marriage that I like was like, see, this is all it is. He's like, that it was the little blonde kid. He was like, he's got muscles for groceries and a relationship a relationship is about being nice. And that's it. And then you're like, yeah, you get it, kid.
Yeah. I liked the girl that was like, I don't like Martin. He wears too much cologne.
I mean, they nailed Martin.
Oh, nailed.
Nailed. And you knew he, like, as soon as they said it, I'm like, I bet he does wear too much cologne.
Well, it didn't even look like he's ever spoken to a child before. He was just like sitting there like, yeah, I love going out in the design district in Miami. It's like, what are you, get out of here, dude.
The one kid that was like, I like Rodney because we even have a secret handshake. But then Rodney also has a secret handshake with Michelle. And I'm like, okay, so this is just Rodney's like move in general to get people to think that they are special.
Yeah, because it makes it feel very... Rodney.
Rodney is a man of very wholesome, but very few bits. And, you know, they're very nice. And it's a great way to get to... Rodney would be great at a company retreat where you do trust falls. Like Rodney will be the guy that could really nail the first 10 minutes of a get to know you. And then after the 10 minutes, you'd be like, wait a minute, does he got anything else? Is there another speed with this guy? You know,
like, No,
he's totally the guy. You know, when you like meet your friend's boyfriend and your friend is like, oh, you guys both like the show Peaky Blinders. And then every time you see them for the rest of time, it's like, so Peaky Blinders, right? And it's like, yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Rodney.
Everything is Peaky.
I was surprised that Rodney was picked at the end, but
I was too.
Huge surprise.
Feels like very friend zoney to me. If it didn't have a kiss at the end of that handshake, I would have to be like, Rodney, we got to have a chat.
Yeah. I feel like, I guess before we get there, we should get into the one-on-one. So the kids get to vote who goes on it. Of course, they vote Clayton, probably because they feel the most on the same level as Clayton, not to be.
They have the most in common.
Yeah. They go to a museum, which Clayton probably has never been to.
Oh, go ahead, Kay.
No, I was thinking about Clayton and watching him on this date, because this is the first time we've really gotten like a lot of time with him. And watching them meet up to go on the date seems like he seems kind of awkward, like a little socially awkward, like has that smile where he's kind of like, doesn't know what to talk about, like kind of stiff.
It felt like they were, they met in a networking group, and this was two people from the networking group getting together for drinks where they were just going to be contacts. Like it didn't feel sexual. It didn't feel, you know, romantic. It was very, like, it did kind of feel like he knew he was the bachelor and they were like just going to like have a friend have drinks to discuss what it's like to be the bachelor. Like, didn't it? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's because it was a museum date. I don't really, I think the museum date is kind of like a bad date. You just like sit and stare at something and count to 20 until you go to the next thing.
Literally. So, you're like, Did I look at this long enough?
Yeah, to not look stupid. And then...
I was like, this is such a sweet date. If it was with someone else, it would have been so romantic.
It didn't feel romantic.
Like them playing tag, you're like, why? I don't get why that's even the first thing you think of when you walk in a museum.
Charging. Yeah. Like he was like, I'm not going to lose. The planetarium like part, like that would have been so nice. Like if it was her and Joe, that would have been such a sweet moment.
Yeah, if there was any sort of chemistry, any of this would have been sweet.
Yeah. I mean,
agreed. I can't believe he's the Bachelor after like when I was like, this is where he's going to go home and this is it. Like,
well, I guess to me, why would he be the Bachelor? So they do. She lets him go and in a very nice way. Like there's just nothing really to, I don't know if there's anything to say about how she ends it with him.
I had a feeling she was going to, because when they went to the dinner portion, they were still in their daytime outfits.
Oh.
And she was not in an evening gown. She was like, let's just wrap this shit up.
Michelle is 100% also the friend that like, if you're like, can someone go talk to the host? We've been waiting for 45 minutes. She's the one that goes and is like, what the fuck? You told us 15. Like, yeah. I feel like she has no issues sending people home. She has no, like, I feel like every other bachelorette is like, I just can't. And she's like, okay, no. Yeah.
Like, she sorry that you feel when bad. She sent Clayton home, didn't cry. She was like, okay, well.
She's like only shed a couple of tears this whole season.
I think it's interesting that she's like, she doesn't do the thing where if you like, she has confidence, you can tell, because if you could tell what someone's like, you could tell someone lacks confidence when they play the game of if they like me, I like them. And she has a lot of people like you look at like Olu likes her and then like came to her with some good information later in the episode. We'll get to it. But she's like, thank you. And let's move on. You know, like it's not like, well, now I owe Olu, you know, like I don't owe Clayton. I mean, bless you, Kay. And then she lets Clayton go. And then they have this weird post credit, Marvel post credit scene with Clayton that is absolutely bizarre. It was as if they were like, okay, we need an extra scene with Clayton to connect him to the next season. Like it felt like it was taped today. Like honestly,
it was so weird.
And it was like, I'm like, are those his kids? Is that what we were missing?
so kids wrote him these, I guess, two like letters saying goodbye.
So odd.
And it was
you knew each other for 5 minutes.
To me, it was like, did they make him the next Bachelor because he's tall and can cry and command? Like, is it just a good looking guy who's tall who cries? Like, because like he goes, I just want to find love. And I'm like, what producer was like, that's all we need to see. You know, like there's been better goodbye speeches too.
There has. For sure. And it was like, and it didn't feel like he was actually crying. And it felt just so like fake. And I'm like, why is this? And it was so drawn out. If he had read like one thing and then left, that'd be fine. But if it was anything else.
You know what? Remember when it was, I think on, the first season that Jubilee was on, and I can't remember who the Bachelor was, but I remember she like got sent home and she was crying in the car and she said like, I just feel like the most unlovable person or something. Like she said something very genuine and it was like this moment that everyone was like, oh my God, that's so sad. Like she doesn't think she's lovable. And I feel like Bachelor's always chasing that moment, and that's what I felt like they were trying to give to us, but it felt so forced and weird. And I'm like, you had no chemistry with this woman.
Yeah, none. Zero.
Yeah. I and like his whole thing was like, I'm just done being single. It's like, I guess that's his.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm done with football, so now it's this.
So I don't know, it's get ready. And they still haven't announced it yet, right?
No,
they haven't announced it, but it not
officially, even though Mike Fleiss has posted stuff here and there about Clayton. And then the new host, Jesse Palmer, has posted stuff about Clayton, but actual Bachelor franchise
is
not.
I'm like, we're watching Clayton host his own franchise or his own season of The Bachelor, essentially.
I've seen yeah. Jesse Palmer in real life. They have the same exact body type. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
They have to get two limos to take them places because they both can't fit in the same one.
They're huge.
Okay, so then we go to the group date, which is on a farm. Of course, Rodney is like doing his best.
His best.
I just like that they didn't mud wrestle. Like, I thought the farm date was actually fine because it was like a good way for like her. Like, she did go, oh, look how good he is with the calf. And you saw Martin didn't really know what to do. Like, Martin felt very much like he had his Gucci loafers on and was like kicking off, you know, manure and stuff. Like, I don't know. I thought this was okay.
Oh, yeah. I thought the date was fine. I was so surprised Rodney made it at the end because the moment when he's like, Michelle, help me shovel, whatever. And she's like, yeah, we're a good team, Rod. And I was like, it sounds like the teacher talking to the kid who's going to fail. Like, you're doing your best, buddy.
The more I think about it, the more it makes more sense. Because you have to think of him versus Rick. Like, I think it's down to three and Rodney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
If Rick had, I think Rick was invested, but he didn't even get like Rick should have gotten the send off that Clayton got.
I know.
I'm sorry to get ahead, but I'm like, I'm thinking now of Rodney. I'm like, I guess it makes sense. He can come and it's an easier breakup with Rodney than it is Rick meeting a mom and having to hear about the dad again and all that stuff. Like, it's just there's just a lot more there that you're messing with. And she even said, she's like, I'm getting invited to your home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plus, Rick murdered his whole family, so there's probably not much to go back to.
No question.
Nate, like, it's just so obvious that it's going to be... Well, it's not as obvious anymore. I think you're right, Jared. I did not think Brandon stood a chance until this last night, and now I'm like, maybe he does.
Charge to the front.
I think things are going to go real south with Nate's family.
I think so too. I think that's the family that they've been previewing. I think it's Nate's, and I think it's going to be
bad.
Because he literally says he's never bringing girls into the house. Is that what he said?
Says that his dad told him not to. He said, my dad always told us not to talk to him about girls or bring girls home.
Yeah, that sounds like a red flag. That was him waving a flag that was red.
Yes. And then they show the preview for next week, and there's definitely a family that things don't go well at all with, and I think it's his. Mm.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
And then Olu, so on this group date, Olu tells Michelle that Martin has been talking shit and saying that she was immature for not dealing with her insecurities before the show.
He is like...
No one has ever not gotten it more who thinks they get it. Like, Martin thinks he gets it and he doesn't get it. And it's enraging to watch. Like, it sounds like the way he spoke to Michelle is as if he's never spoken to a woman who hadn't had seven glasses of champagne before they spoke. Like, he was just kind of manipulative, kind of like the love and baby and girl, and it's stuff someone who's had a few drinks would like believe. It kind of felt like,
well, he also seems like the vibe was him being like, but I'm hotter. I'm the hotter one between us.
Interesting.
Like that's how it felt.
Yes,
to
he's
me,
treating
he
Michelle.
Like, I can't believe you're rejecting me.
He's treating like, Michelle was, like he's the hot. He's the hotter one in
for
the relationship.
Sure. Even when he's like in the limo on the way home, he's like, someone like her like is gonna. I would love if there weren't cameras to hear what he had to say. I bet would be vile.
Well, even in the limo on the way home, he's sitting there saying stuff like, I don't even care that I didn't get a rose. I don't care that I'm not here. I just care that she didn't get to like see me for who I am. And then he's like, she's going to regret her decision. It's like, why would she regret her decision when you don't even care? Like, why do you care about her regretting her decision when you don't even care about being there in the first place?
Yeah, he's there for obviously not the right reasons at all. You can't tell me this man is going to move to Minnesota.
No. As if.
No, not happening.
He was like, no, I mean, whatever. And Michelle, even when they're talking before she finds that out, I'm like, you hate him. Why are you even pretending? It was so odd that I felt he stayed as long as he even did. Because every time they'd be talking, I felt like she was looking at him like, say something. I dare you to say something. Like, I'm looking forward to it.
It is interesting that someone was like, thank God he's gone. It's like, he didn't reveal himself. He kind of stayed, waited in the wings with all this stuff for a while. Like, I could see why he's kept around until now.
Yeah.
Because he is the only, like, really the only fuel of drama at this point left.
Mm.
Like, he's the only one. Everybody else has been sent home because Michelle's quick. She's like, I smell bullshit. Bye.
Yeah.
Martin's the only one that somehow snuck around all of his fuck-ups.
Yeah.
Totally. And he was also friends with all the bad guys. He's first friends with Jamie. Then he's like buddies with Chris S. Like, he was always around the other guys who were as delusional as him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think he'll stay delusional forever. Like, there's no hope for him.
No.
Is the vibe.
There's no curing. Well, do you want to talk about his shirt? Because I know you wanted to mention that. The post.
Yeah, wait, my phone is charging. Will you pull up the post? Because the caption on it is so funny. Okay. He's wearing a shirt that, Kay, I think you posted saying, like, Martin obviously got this shirt from Etsy.
Yeah.
What does it say? Last
okay, so the shirt says material? Final rose material.
Like,
and then there's a whole like photo shoot of him in the shirt. And then the back has his name on it with a rose. But
I'm surprised it's on his Instagram handle.
Oh, but the caption's one of those like no one's act like too long didn't read. But basically it's like, get to know me first. Like, my name is Martin. You may have seen me on The Bachelorette, but the only parts of me that made sense for the show. I'm not perfect, but neither are you. I have insecurities, but so do you. I've made mistakes, but guess what? You have too. The ultimate meaning of life is growth, blah, blah, blah. But it's like,
he thinks
this is not my problem.
He thinks he's smart. He doesn't know. Like, I know I'm dumb. I'm okay being dumb.
Yeah.
I'm okay thinking I'm just the same as most people and I'm the average part of the bell curve. This guy thinks he has something to say, and it's the reason he's wearing the adornments and he's wearing the fake glasses and, you know, the tortoiseshell glasses with his, you know, with the two-tone hair. He has to let everyone know, like, I got something more going on here. He doesn't. That caption is enraging to me.
Like, the caption is sick.
This man belongs on like Vanderpump Rules, not on The Bachelor.
Yo, yeah, retweet. Retweet.
And like, maybe in Miami it's different. I don't know. Like, I know that I'm New York dumb, but maybe on Miami, like, kind of not that dumb.
Like, he just looks like he smells like Axe body spray.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. He's a walking like mascot for Axe. I think New York, you can sense a bullshitter, and he thinks that, I think he's bullshitting a lot of people.
He also, all of his pictures on Insta, he does like a carousel for every single one where there's like six pictures of him doing different poses. And then the last one is a picture of the photo, like somebody else taking a picture from a distance of the photo shoot of a photographer taking a picture of him.
Hey,
and I'm like, what is going on? It means, like, I need to go back to nursing school or something. I can't end up like this.
Let's go to the 101.
Yeah.
Speaking of nursing, because that's what Brandon is, I think, is a nurse, traveling nurse recruiter.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if he knows Noah. Isn't Noah a traveling nurse?
Noah was a traveling nurse. Yeah. Noah was.
Now he's a Nashville Bachelor High. Yeah. Yeah.
He traveled to Coachella instead of the hospital to help.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they go and get ice cream. Brandon is just like so excited about everything. Brandon's like a little puppy, just like thrilled to be going on a car ride.
That is the only reason.
He really
reason.
Is.
Yeah, and strictly, I know there's Brandon fans out there and I like him too, but the only reason I can't see them ending up together is because it feels very, they feel two different ages just by when they're together. Like he's like, we're getting ice cream.
You know, that's the thing. That's the one thing with Brandon that I worry about him making it far enough. Like, I agree with her. Like, he is very much a guy that I think would put her first always, like loves her, loves being around her, and is definitely invested in the relationship. But listening to him talk to Michelle's parents, and they were like, what's your favorite thing about Michelle? Like, what makes her so special to you? And he just was just like, I don't know. I just think she's so special because of like how her outlook on life, and, you know, there wasn't any like real details in there that gave him there was no real substance to what he was saying.
He is crushing. He is crushing. I mean, like, I think all of us have been in a scenario where you become like obsessed with the idea of someone. It does feel like, and some people would say, like, I think like a dating advice person would say, you know, that your partner should treat you like they won the lottery. And I'm like, I don't think that's really realistic, but he's treating her like she is a winning lotto ticket. And that's very nice and sweet, but I don't know if that's a partnership. Like, I don't know if that's like a realistic.
It does feel like he would be like, I bought you this amazing piece of jewelry. And she's like, where'd you get the money for that? And he's like, I found it in a jar on top of the fridge and I got it for you. Why are you mad? And right. She's like, because it's my money that you spent. And he's like, but I bought something for you. Like, that's.
Yeah.
Like if they had kids and the kids are like, we want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. He's like, I'll open a new credit card. Who cares? Like, that's kind of, and I feel like Michelle is not that way. I just feel like she, yeah, it's sad because it's going to really ruin this kid. But what are you going to do?
I mean, and they have like the sweetest date. They go get ice cream. They come back to her house. She gives a tour of her house. It's very wholesome. Her Letterman's jacket is hanging up, which is a little bit weird. I think like, oh, okay, someone, let's move on from high school.
Exactly, you know? What I would expect.
What's amazing is that Michelle comes off as the type of person who peaked in high school, but yet obviously has not peaked. Like, she was just at the AMAs, like presenting, like as a, you know, on the red carpet, yeah, doing all this stuff. So it's like, she peaked in high school, but still somehow is getting better.
Yeah, it does seem like she's like the person you come home for Thanksgiving and they're the ones that like remembers every story and is like, yeah, like and having the best time talking about high school. And it's like, and you're kind of like, yeah, what else are you doing? You know, like wears the Letterman's jacket to the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Goes to the games even though they don't have any family members there.
People in my town do that.
I mean, mine too. I have not gone back to my high school since I graduated, and that's how it'll stay. Brandon gives Michelle a bracelet that his mom made, and then you picture his mom, and I'm like, his mom's probably exactly like him, just like a beacon of positivity. Well, it's going to be really sad when they both get crushed.
Hold on. The parents walking in on them, They go in the hot tub. She's like, want to take a dip? And then she's like, you can wear one of my dad's bathing suits.
Which
I would
you
never.
You took me to get ice cream before this?
Yeah.
There is, bad move, honey.
There is no way I'm putting on a girl I'm dating's dad's bathing suit. Just not happening.
No. No, especially after eating
ice cream.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And then, like, obviously she knew they were going to walk in. I wonder if he did know.
I mean, he looked pretty surprised.
It's such a fucked up thing to do. I would be like, why would you do that to me?
Literally, why would you do that? I'd be like,
you want me to meet your parents with my shirt off for the first time? It's odd.
And my dad is going to look at you, like, know that we went through his things. Like, my dad would be like, what the fuck is someone doing in my bathing suit? Like, I would be like that.
Oh, me too. If I had a kid and then they gave my bathing suit to their boyfriend to wear in a hot tub to hook up with my child.
You know, like, were you getting
punch him back to the mansion?
Were there boners in that tub? I need to know.
It's also, I'm like, what an interesting move to have just like a jacuzzi. I'm like, do her parents actually have that jacuzzi or did they put that in? It's like randomly right on the deck. In the worst spot.
Oh no, that felt like such a like I like childhood home hot tub
that hasn't
like,
been like, updated. Yes,
like we're getting a hot tub. Well, you know, I that hot tub I have seen in so many childhood homes. Like I know exactly where, you know, the idea of like we can either go on vacation, or we're getting the hot tub, and it's just like there on the porch, and it's like brand new. It doesn't match the rest of the house. I believed everything in that scenario.
And then after, yeah, Brandon asks her parents if he could have their blessing. I think that, I mean, I thought
it was too
really,
soon. You can do that. You can still do that. Like, to me, it was him. It felt very like he had seen that is something you should do if you're a man. And that is not to say it was done dishonestly, but he didn't seem... It seemed like he was imitating something an adult would do.
It was.
He even said, I'm an old soul. Like, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Number one. And when he was like, my, Michelle, can I talk to your parents for a second? Like, if I was Michelle, I'd be like, no. Like, I'm not leaving you alone.
Makes her step away.
Thanks for asking, but absolutely not. Then he gives her a bracelet his mom made. And I'm like, does this poor girl have to wear this hideous piece of jewelry now until the finale?
She's like, this is the most, I think she said, like, the best gift, like, she's ever received. Like, the most personal gift. And I'm like, huh?
She's like, aside from my trophies, this is my most prized possession.
It'd be funny if he was like, you didn't wear my bracelet to the rose ceremony. And if she was like, yeah, I wasn't going to wear macaroni bracelets with this dress. I'm sorry.
Producer. Sorry.
But we go to the rose ceremony. And I mean, we kind of, the big surprise was Rodney over Rick. Olu gets sent home. Rick gets sent home. And we have Nate, Joe, Brandon, and Rodney. So those are the four hometowns. Rick didn't get any play on the way out.
No.
That makes me think Rick was very boring and Clayton was very close with production.
Oh, I totally agree.
Rick was a whisperer who never opened his mouth when he spoke. It always seemed like thought he had bad breath and he like would like talk with his mouth closed. And it just, it had to have been that way because Rick got nothing after having a pretty big moment with her.
Literally nothing.
I thought he had a lot more moments than Clayton did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. Rick kind of got shafted at the end.
It was a very weird ending for him. Like, I don't even think we'll see from him again.
This was also a really, I always forget that the week before hometowns, it's like a bloodbath with eliminations because we lost Clayton, we lost Martin, we lost Rick and Olu. That's four guys in one night.
Time to move it along.
Yeah.
I think Olu also was surprised that he went. Olu's Instagram is King Olu. Like, I think he thinks he's very hot.
Oh, like, really? I haven't. He's got a big presence.
I think he thinks. I mean, to make your Insta handle King Olu, that's a big thing to
that's
do.
That's a level of confidence that
good for him.
I strive to achieve.
Yeah.
But anyway. Should we get into the categories?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Would you rather get caught making out with someone by your parents in your parents' hot tub in your father's bathing suit or have to milk a cow?
Oh.
This is so easy for me. Milk a cow.
I feel like I posed this question because I know for you and I, Jared, it'll be easy. K is the...
Now I want to hear
Kay's
response.
I feel like Kay wouldn't milk a cow for like $25,000.
No, I have no interest in milking a cow. I feel like we could make the hot tub situation work in some way. I feel like we could make that. We could spin this.
Kay, this has happened to Kay in high school. I'm sure.
Kay, you're with a guy at his hometown house. You're with a guy. He's like, let's take a dip, and you're like, but what would I go in? And he's like, my mom's bathing suit.
You and then, my mom are the exact same size.
And then you put on his mom's bathing suit, and you're making out in the hot tub. And then the mom and dad walk in. You're cool. This is a cool set. You'd rather that. Then milk a cow.
Yeah, because I feel like parents really like me. If we would have gotten out of the hot tub or what, I know. If we would have gotten out of the hot tub or whatever, I would have made a joke about wearing the swimsuit, but say something like, you know, I'm just trying to, I know I don't look as good as you, but we just wanted to try it or something, you know, like, you know, that kind of a thing. I feel like we could figure this out. Milking a cow is not in my journey.
Kay has never been more LA than she is right now.
Okay.
Kay Angeles.
California.
California. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you've already branded this.
Oh, I have.
She has the secret handle.
I have my Instagram.
Oh,
California.
I love it. Perfect.
Okay. Would you rather have a child plan your date or the producer with a food kink plan your date?
I think I have a child because I was like, this like museum date would have been so much fun if it was someone different. Like I thought the planetarium, that's like a fun date.
And they had pizza. The kids win. Yeah, they got to eat like normal food. Like that's great.
Pizza, candy, and a planetarium. That's what I call a Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, take an edible. It's the time of your life.
Yeah, the fact that they weren't eating like a sushi wrapped around their toe and then having to lick it off with no hands, like, yeah, this is a nice break.
Okay.
I think I would rather a child plan my date as well.
Yeah.
I think the kids came up with fun ideas. Also, like, kids are smart and they like to do fun, silly things. And I think that would be way better than turning myself into like a human churro in like 120 degree heat in Mexico. Absolutely.
Okay, Jared, what's yours?
Mine was have to get approved by someone's child or approved by their parents.
Oh,
that's, wow, that's really hard.
That's a
big question, especially the added layer of, I guess, child, because I'm going to be like, how did your dad have you?
No,
but also like children will just say mean shit. So I think that's hard because a child will just be like, so my dad likes fat guys. I didn't know.
I think it might. Oof. I think I would say I would rather get approval from someone's parents than a child because I think the child has more stakes in a person's life because like if this is my kid, like I care more about what they think than like my parents would care about what, you know.
I think there's way more ways to unknowingly mess up with a child. You could mess up just by being you,
right?
You know, like just because you're not their biological parent, you know. So
and any good like a lot of parents would be like, my kid hates you, so like we can't do this anymore. But like parents, it's not necessarily the case.
A deal breaker completely.
Okay, personal favorites. I said Brandon Joe Rodney. I think it's pretty, there's, you know, not many choices left.
I said Rodney, Joe, and Nate. Nate, I love more and more each week. I love Nate. I think he's so fun. He has a great personality. He is hot. I think he really likes Michelle.
What I really like about
you listening?
Nate, if you're out there, I agree with you. Nate also has his own personality that he like doesn't mind being, you know, like because we're heading more towards Joe versus Nate territory as the weeks go on. And it's like, Joe feels like he's just like the doting boyfriend, where Nate feels like it's like his own thing that you'd meet a group of friends that like you'd hear stories about him from. You know, I think that's nice.
Yeah.
But we all love the guys, I changed mine up. My personal favorites were the kids. I thought the kids were great. I thought Michelle's dad was hilarious. Michelle's dad,
he's just there for the ride.
He speaks in weird noises every now and again. Like, he just, like, all of a sudden you'll hear, like, when Brandon was talking, he goes, like, that was really all. The mom took over. I loved Michelle's dad.
That's why Joe will win, because Joe is like Michelle's dad. He's just like,
whatever you say. And I think that's a good balance. My dad's like that with my mom. Like, they've been together for 42 years. And at this point, it's like my mom is such the alpha in the relationship that my dad's like, you want another drink? On my way. Like, let me just, as whatever my mom says goes.
And then
I aspire to that.
My last favorite was the ice cream. That was the most delicious ice cream cone I've ever seen on TV.
Oh my God, I know. It looked fake.
You know, it's a good ice cream cone.
Oh my God, it did look fake. It was dripping. It was big. And then I've gotten some response from people who have gone to that ice cream place. They said that was a single scoop.
What?
That is a...
That was 15 scoops.
Legit 15 scoops. It's been reported that that is a single scoop at that particular establishment. And I got to go. I got to get to Minnesota in the summer. And I got to try that place.
It looks like they have a truck, too. Like a... ice cream van. Maybe we can get them to go
drive
on the road
to New York. Well, get that scooper ready.
Cringiest moment. I think Clayton's whole farewell.
Yes, I agreed with that. I saw that. I was like, absolutely. Clayton's whole crying scene was ick.
I agree with you both. I also thought Martin calling Michelle pet names during the argument was just like, dude, you think we don't know what you're doing at all? Like, it just was like, it was cringy. Kay, did you have a weekend?
I didn't have a weekend. This coming weekend will be good. I'm going to San Diego again for Thanksgiving. So
who are you spending Thanksgiving with?
With Jess and Sarah, and we're doing like a Friendsgiving at our friend's place.
No former reality show people to be seen.
Not at the moment. Except Sarah was on the show, but she has a boyfriend now and is kind of like out of that world for the most part.
Okay. We thought maybe there was some Thanksgiving tea we'd be drinking, but we'll see. We'll get to that next week. You never know.
Yeah, you never know with California.
I guess my minute was really to say, like, it is interesting the way Bachelorette reflects real relationships. Michelle was put at a point. I do believe there are moments in relationships where it is, we're more serious or we're broken up. And I think this episode kind of reflected that. And very few people, when it ends, have an understanding of that happening. Michelle breaks up with Clayton is just like, yeah, you're either going to your hometown or we're breaking up. And that's hard to do. She even said, he's a nice guy. He checks a lot of boxes. It's just not there for me. And the no reason breakup is when this comes up. And no one ever, I no one ever like lets that breakup happen. They go, why? And you go, I wish I had a reason other than I can't go to the next level. You know, I can't go to the next, you know, it's like we move in or break up. We engage or break up. We have married or break up. We have a baby or break up. These things do happen. And it is more normal than people want to believe that you can care about someone and end it at that breaking point, maybe even earlier than you would have. So I thought Michelle was a good example of how that happens. And this episode is a good example of that.
Okay. And then who we give our rose to, we all have the same. Brandon obviously did a great job. He, you know, he should be a publicist. He really turned that, I never thought he would make it to the end. So
he's great.
Brandon.
We all agree. Brandon gets the rose this week. I am honestly super surprised. You know, I watch the show with my roommates every week. And, at first we were like, oh, Brandon's so like childish and kind of, it seemed kind of cheesy and like an act, but every week he has impressed me more and more. I love Brandon. I don't think he's gonna be the one that she chooses, but I hope to see him in paradise.
I do too. I liked him this week, and he does like bold stuff that you go, ooh, like he does a lot of and says a lot of things that happen at the end of like an episode of Full House where you're like, I gotta change the channel, it's too cringy. But then you like respect it. Like I respect that he was like, I'm talking to your parents. Can you excuse me? It's just, it was very mature in a way that like, I'm like, ah, good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. He'd be good with like a Jasenia type, like somebody that's like,
ooh.
You know what I mean? Doesn't that vibe feel right?
It feels right.
Because he's kind of like Connery without the, I mean, we all know my opinions there. Connor on his world tour. But he's like got the same light kind vibe, but without the super cringe.
I'm agreed. With you.
All right, well, that's it.
Okay, well, hometowns next week. This is also another thing. We have 4 people of color in hometowns, which has never happened before.
And yeah.
So that's big giant leap for Bachelor, but then we'll go back to the White Bachelor
next season
of all time. But that's huge. So hometowns next week. Once again, make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can subscribe to our newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown, at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can follow me at K York City.
Me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Free.
All right, guys, we will see you next week. Bye.
Betches.